You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5.
What the?
Things that make you say, what the Foch? On Power 96.5.
A man from India recently saved a monkey with mouth to mouth. The monkey was attacked by a pack of wild dogs before the man performed chest compressions and mouth to mouth. The monkey sprang back to life after several minutes. He was taken to a vet for more treatment. The monkey's going to be okay. So it was because of this man doing mouth to mouth to this monkey that came back to life. So, I mean, it just, this to me, the immediate thing is, would I do this?
If you saw like a dying animal, yeah. I mean, after I had saved his life, I'd want to get checked out myself from a... I mean, it's a wild animal.
Sure, any kind of wild animal. Yeah, you don't know what disease
right?
they have.
So I would want to get checked out.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
I don't know if the mouth-to-mouth was necessary, though, right? Because I think now, I don't know the rules now of it. I thought it was just the chest compressions are the most important. Yeah. I don't know, though, you guys. I don't know how to do CPR.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he was able to save the life. That's, I love that. Would you...
No, what? I would put it out of its misery.
Are you kidding? Okay, I have a question for you, Foch.
I mean, that's not fun. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I...
Well, obviously, he did the right thing because it's alive.
Uh-huh.
What if Cooper, your precious dog Cooper, needed CPR? Would you? If you knew
different.
How to.
It's not a wild animal.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
So
like,
would,
he sleeps in my bed with me.
So you're close. You know.
Here's the rule. The rule is if you sleep in my bed with me, then you get mouth to mouth.
Oh God.
I mean, actually, not ever.
Oh, I don't like this.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.